You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome in for another hour of Sports Overnight America. Jeff Rich coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona on a Sunday night. And not necessarily to reset the weekend and not necessarily to get you ready for the week ahead, but just to have conversation about sports. Phone lines wide open tonight, 1-800-878-7529. The field is set. The final 68 and all 68, not all 68, but every day of the tournament, you could be watching the champion in this first week. Everyone's got a chance, including these teams playing in Dayton, the 11-11, the 16-16. On both days, on Tuesday and Wednesday from Dayton, Ohio, the constant opening day venue of the NCAA basketball tournament, the men's NCAA basketball tournament. And the smaller sites tend to get the opening weekend games, and then we start moving them into football stadiums, which I'm not a big fan of. And that's where we're going to keep it tonight. We're going to focus on the shifting of preparing the TV experience for versus or at the sake of the live game experience. Who cares if you go to the game anymore? Nobody goes to the games. You want to get that ultra HD. You want to get the instant replay. You want to get things that the in-game experience doesn't offer you. And I think that all sports across the board, the networks, are certainly catering more so to the millions watching on TV where the ad revenue comes in than just that admit, you know, that price of admission, that ticket that they've sold you. And I think that it can be seen in the theater that is the NFL offseason and the 24/7 news cycle of that sport. And, you know, you don't get that from basketball. You don't get that from the NBA. Rule changes in Major League Baseball shifting towards the TV entertainment value. We'll get into all that and more this hour. Keep it close. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. You're listening to Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 211, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first-round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. They have something for everyone, even you, multiple bracket guy. MyBookie has been in business for years, and the best part is they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Visit MyBookie.ag and deposit with promo code COLLEGE for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code COLLEGE. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. It's the Sunday night edition of Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, 1-800-878-7529, 800-878-7529. I will take your phone calls this evening. You can also get me on Twitter anytime, at Jeff Rich Talks. And for the moment, I'll talk a little bit of NCAA tournament, only to let you know the what. Not necessarily how I feel about anything or, you know, how I feel this tournament is going to go. But Duke, Gonzaga, North Carolina, and Virginia. Virginia back on that number one overall line after facing last year's infamous defeat to UMBC in the opening round. They will see Gardner Webb in the opening round of this particular tournament. That game at 3:10 on March 22nd, and they will face, if they win, and that's not a given, of course, with the University of Virginia, they would see the winner of Ole Miss, Oklahoma from Columbia. Also in that bracket, the 5-12, the dreaded 5-seeded Wisconsin will take on 12-seeded Oregon. Kansas State gets the 4th seed. UC Irvine out of the Western Athletic Conference gets the 13 seed. I believe that they took down another school from California. Was it Bakersfield in the WAC championship on Sunday? Villanova, always a threat. They are the number 6 seed. St. Mary's stealing some, perhaps Indiana's 11 seed. St. Mary's will take on Villanova in the South region. Purdue and Old Dominion is your 3-14. Cincinnati at 7, Iowa at 10. Then you have Tennessee, once number one overall Tennessee. They are the number 2 in the South, and they will take on 15th-seeded Colgate. Moving on to the Midwest, North Carolina. North Carolina, the 1 seed, they will take on Iona from the Northeast there. Utah State and Washington will take on the winner of the 116 as the 8-9 game. Utah State, the 8, Washington, the 9. Auburn and New Mexico State is your 5-12, with Auburn being the 5. And another set of Aggies. So you've got the Utah State Aggies, and you've got the New Mexico State Aggies. Kansas. Kansas, you don't usually see them this low. They are the number 4, and they will take on 13th-seeded Northeastern in the Midwest bracket. A couple teams from the Midwest. 6-seeded Iowa State Cyclones will take on the 11th-seeded Buckeyes, who pressed it just enough in their conference tournament to earn their way in. You know, the bubble teams, you call them last four in. Ohio State, probably one of those teams. Houston, out of the American, they are the 3rd seed, and Georgia State from, I believe Georgia State's in Atlanta. They are the 14th seed, and they will take on the Cougars. They're in the Midwest. Wofford, who had a sensational run in the Southern Conference, they have earned themselves a 7th seed, and they will take on Seton Hall from the Big East, the 10th seeded Seton Hall Pirates. Number 2 will be Kentucky, and they will play the 15th-seeded Abilene Christian. Over on the other side of the bracket, We'll start at the bottom and work our way up. Michigan gets the second seed out there, and they will take on Montana, the 15 seed. Nevada and Florida, Nevada 7, Florida 10. They will take on the winner. The winner of that one will take on the winner of Michigan and Montana. Northern Kentucky out of the horizon. They will be the 14th seed, taking on number 3, Texas Tech, there in the West. Arizona State's got to play a play-in game with St. John, and the winner of that game will be the 11, and they will take on Buffalo, which sets up Bobby Hurley v. Buffalo, his old school. Otherwise, you get an all-New York matchup. 6, Buffalo, 11, the winner of Arizona and St. John, which is taking place on Wednesday in Dayton. Let's see. We've got Florida State, pretty good team out of the ACC, taking on Vermont, the Catamounts, 4-13 matchup there. Your 5-12, we're going to see Ja Morant for Murray State, taking on 5th-seeded Marquette in the Western region. You also have Syracuse and Baylor as your 8-9 game, and Gonzaga will play the winner of Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View. That a play-in game taking place on Tuesday in Dayton. Michigan State gets the 2 in the East. They will take on 15th-seeded Bradley. Louisville and Minnesota, your 7-10 game there. Yale knocks off. Did they knock off Harvard? They played in the Ivy League championship, which previously did not have a tournament. Number 3, LSU, taking on number 14th seeded Yale. What else we got? We got Maryland. They'll take on the winner of Belmont and Temple. Belmont and Temple, that game will be Tuesday in Dayton, with the winner of that game getting the 11th seed and taking on 6th-seeded Maryland. Virginia Tech, another top 4 team in the East region from the ACC. They will take on St. Louis. I think it's the Billikens there. Just got back from Belize. I've been drinking that Billiken beer. I don't think that those two things are related, or certainly not one in the same year. 5-12 matchup in the East is Mississippi State v. Liberty. Your 8-9 game, VCU, Virginia Commonwealth, versus UCF, which is the University of Central Florida. And the winner of that game will take on the winner of North Carolina Central v. North Dakota State. That play-in game will be Wednesday in Dayton. And, of course, Duke on the top line, the top overall line. We're counting down to 3 weeks, I guess 4 weeks from now in Minneapolis, where they will play the national championship at the Viking Stadium. And, it'll be the last two standing from this initial field of 68. Now, remember, these 11 seeds, I don't know about Arizona State. I don't know about Temple, but Belmont, St. John's, those are teams that are capable of making a run. And, if you match up well with the 6th seed, you could be facing a 2 seed with an opportunity to go to the Elite Eight. And, you get that shot at, it could be, it could be Virginia. Of course, it's not this year because there's all the play-in games are on the left side of the bracket as CBS Sports presents it to me. But this tournament, if the Duke guys don't end up on the final line, I think it's disappointing. Gonzaga's got a lot to prove. North Carolina, nothing to prove. Virginia, being one and done from the top line a year ago, they've got to get out of that opening weekend, as far as I'm concerned. Just exercising that 16 seed demon from a year before, I don't know that does much, but Duke, it has to be all in. If they don't win with this group, Krzyzewski will face criticism that is completely undue his way, because any team's got a shot other than the winner of that play-in game that ends up on the 16th seed line and gets an opportunity to lose to the Duke Blue Devils. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about these rule changes in Major League Baseball and how I might reapproach those rule changes. I'm Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight America. You're listening to Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211, and the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back.
Listening to Sports Overnight America.
Know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885, 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
We can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
This is Sports Overnight America with your host, Jeff Rich.
Got seven women on my mind. All right, everybody, welcome welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America. Want to talk a little bit of Major League Baseball, and you know, we've got these controversial rules. We've got these not so controversial rules, and I think that some of these things are just half measures. And when you're talking about shaving 5 minutes off of 3 hours, that is an absolute half measure, especially if you're daggering into the integrity of the game. And I believe that when you're given your roster, you know, there are certain liberties that you could have with baseball. One that you don't have, that I was actually a little bit surprised to learn, because it always made sense to me that the designated hitter could be designated for any player defensively, because you can move your players around defensively. Once a player starts pitching, you know, he throws that warm-up pitch, he's got to throw a pitch. I understand the reasoning behind a rule like that. For him to have to stay in and pitch to three batters, though, for that pitcher to have to pitch to three batters for the sake of speeding up the game, it changes roster construction. You know, and it's not just the loogies, it's the roogies too, man. It's the right-handed one-out guys. You know, you could do the three-inning pitcher if you also have a couple of those one-inning guys, and vice versa. You don't see a lot of guys go three innings. They're called long relievers now. Yeah, you could do that at the end of the game. You could, you know, if you got a guy that you believe has good enough stuff to go 1 through 9, or, you know, 4 through 3, or whatever the case is. If you have a guy that could do that, that could give you every hitter in their lineup once, I like that better than taking your chance with three different guys. You're asking three different guys to be on. One guy's not on. You know, you can pull him quickly, but you can't. You know, he's supposed to go three innings, but, you know, he can't get through these batters. Three guys, that's an entire inning. That means, you know, you're telling a guy, you know, that if he starts the inning, he's got to get all three out, or he's got to put a runner on. Don't love it. Don't love it. Don't understand what it accomplishes. I think it just shuts down jobs. It shuts down jobs. Let me know what you think. 1-800-878-7529. You get 25. Now you get 26. Let's fix this problem altogether. My man, Bernie Pleskoff. You know, he put this out there. You know, he's got his little Short Hops podcast, former Major League scout. Expand the rosters to 30. Declare three inactives. They should be starting pitchers. And it doesn't eliminate all starting pitchers that aren't, you know, that aren't throwing that night. Still got two on the reserve. Could still use one as a pinch runner. And just, you know, your inactive is going to chart pitches. The other guy might throw his bullpen. He's inactive, though. Though typically you want the guy that would be throwing his bullpen to be available for that day. In case you do, you know, run into disaster. Guy throwing his bullpen, he's going to throw about, you know, he's going to give you three, four innings. You got to hook your starter in the first or second. You know, you should have that option. Yeah, you know, the exception to that rule is you end the inning. You end the inning, and then, you know, if you start the next inning and you put a guy on, you get pulled. I don't think that you have to pitch to three. You know, that three minimum is just the course of an inning. And when you're speeding up the game, you know, those intermissions, especially hockey's intermissions, are perfect. They give you time to do everything you need to do, and then you play a 20-minute period in about the span of a half an hour. You know, those 12-minute breaks, which are long, and halftime feels long, especially because you get the log jams at the bathrooms and the concession stands and everything you want to do when you're not in your seat. Baseball provides that break. You know, it's a 2-minute break. It's enough time to, you know, to get up, stretch your legs, go to the bathroom if you need to. You know, if you want a hot dog without waiting in line, you're probably going to have to do that during the action in the game. And, you know, a lot of these places have TVs available for you on the concourse. And I think that is an amenity made available to the in-person experience. And, you know, I think that we're seeing replays in just about every sport on the Jumbotron. The NFL actually gives you what's happening. You know, it used to be a long period of double jeopardy or final jeopardy while you just waited and waited for the result on the field without really having an idea yourself. So the only conclusion you can come to in the stands is, you know, the nuts and bolts. You know, we got screwed in, you know, we got screwed out of a call. Now you can watch it unfold. That's a cool thing for the in-person experience. A couple years ago, I don't know if they still have this thing, FanVision. If any of you have FanVision, drop me a tweet at Jeff Rich Talks or give us a call here, 800-878-7529. FanVision was like the DirecTV experience, but it was only available at the stadium. So if you were like a season ticket holder, especially for these West Coast teams, you could watch all the 1 o'clock games. You it was just this little TV that went around your neck. They could extend it more so without the hardware options by just, making it, an app that's available at the stadium where you could watch the end of the early games while you're getting ready to watch the late games kickoff. I think that that's a cool thing, but we see less and less of that. You know, one of the things that I noticed attending a home run derby a couple of years ago, I actually do hope to get up to Cleveland this summer. Still kind of in limbo on what we're going to be doing for the All-Star game at Progressive Field this year. You know, it might not pass through there again in my lifetime. 1997, I think they had an 81. So, you know, we went from 16 years to 21 years, 22 years. But I'll tell you what, I want the fan experience. I want the fan to be rewarded for buying tickets to the game. And not just with the access to the players for selfies and autographs and that kind of thing, but I want the in-person experience to be better so that we have more butts in the seat, because it looks really bad when stadiums are empty, and I don't care what kind of event we're talking about. You might notice that Alliance of American Football, they really draw in that camera angle so that you don't see the empty seats in the stands. No, it's great to show the excited fans, full sections of fanatics rooting on their team. But the reality is we're given more incentive to stay home, to watch on our big screens, to pause, to watch more than one game at a time. And I don't know what the solution is to that, because you try to discourage the fans from watching anything other than what they're there to see. You know, the basketball arenas won't put on baseball games, or, baseball games won't put basketball games on their scoreboards because they've got no reason to cross-promote. The only assumption that you'd be operating under, where you'd assume that they would be into something like that, is this utopia where owners cares about fans. It's just about the almighty dollar at the end of the day. And they make more off these cable contracts than they do off ticket sales. Family of four that gripes about the price of tickets to take family of four to the game. We don't want you, family of four. We want these corporate seats. We want it where most of the people sitting in those seats didn't pay for them, because we could charge more, because we're not taking out of the pocket of Joe Q taxpayer, John Q public. We want that corporate money. You buying the hat, the jersey, that's really cool. Thanks for promoting our product, but what we want to do is get those big contracts. We don't make this money $40 at a time or $75 or $100 at a time. Make with $1,000 corporate deals. And that's who it's all about. It's all about satiating what gets those corporations into the ballgames. Baseball has to be just entertaining enough that there are those clients that want to attend these free events. Course, you put them in the suite, it doesn't matter. just got word that we're gonna be catching an event here in the suite here in a couple of weeks. And it's really tough to watch the game when you're in the suite. And that's what the in-game experience is about. It's about pampering. It's about spoiling. It is not about allowing the fans to enjoy the game, watch the game, spectate the game. My name is Jeff Rich. This is Sports Overnight American Stan Patrick Radio Series XM Channel 211. And we'll be right back and we'll talk a little more football on the other side.
You better watch what you do.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
That's a sobering thought.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Sports Overnight America coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona on a Sunday. I am Jeff Rich at Jeff Rich Talks on Twitter and 1-800-878-7529. You can talk a little NFL, and one of the more preposterous things, and I've read quite a few preposterous things over the years, but Peter King, great writer, no question about it, but says that Patriots Browns is a good matchup for 2019, and it might be a little too intriguing of a matchup, meaning that they figure the money's in the bank with the opening week game, so they might not put the best matchup in that slot. Now, I'm looking at everybody coming to New England, and of course, it's the usual suspects, the Bills, the Dolphins, and the New York Jets. The New York Jets could be fun because Le'Veon Bell has joined the team, and you know they've got Adam Gase coaching that team right now, so different approach, but familiar cast of characters down there, the Cleveland Browns, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Kansas City Chiefs all coming to Foxborough this year with the Patriots, just to bring it up, going to their AFC East opponents, but also the Eagles, the Redskins, the Bengals, the Bills, and, well, the Bengals and the Ravens. So, you know, if you're the NFL, and we're presuming that the Patriots are going to be put into that Thursday opener, okay? Cowboys coming to Foxborough, that one is probably going to be protected by Fox because it is one of Fox's opportunities to cover the Patriots. Giants, Patriots, you know, that's a game that could get shifted into anything, including Monday Night Football, you know, as is the Cowboys matchup. Steelers, Browns, I mean, just about every game on the Patriots schedule looking good, you know, could be a primetime type of game because they like to do the divisional games, which are probably the worst games. I mean, really the worst game on the Patriots schedule, maybe at Texans, because they, you know, they're one AFC West opponent that comes to visit them. You know, that's going to be the Chiefs. So Chiefs, Giants, man, hey, there's just a playoff potential in every one of these teams, including the Steelers, who are down and out. But are you really going to give that division to the Browns? And my thought is that you're going to front load the schedule with Browns games, because if the Browns are 1-4 and they're playing in a big game, nobody's going to care. But you know, you get to November, December, the fans, they want to see better games in those slots. And of course, you can flex out Sunday Night Football if you put a bad team in early and late in the season. You're like, okay, let's move this game and let's take on another matchup from that week. Now, we have no idea when those matchups are going to come, but, you know, the NFL's kind of laid out a schedule for it. You know, they say that the playoffs are going to, you know, they're going to start January 4th. I mean, and this is pretty typical stuff. You know, the NFL schedule comes out like April 10th, 10th, 11th, the 17th, the 18th. They tease that there's a day that they're going to say the schedule's going to come out, and then the schedule's going to come out on that day that they say it's going to. And I'm excited, man. I'm excited to watch Cleveland Browns football for the first time in a long time. I mean, I'm always excited on Sunday mornings. You know, they go to the Ravens, they go to the Bengals. The Ravens and the Bengals come to them. Ditto for Pittsburgh on all counts. The Bills are coming into First Energy Stadium. And that would be, that could be lined up like a trap game. It's fun the people that like to go through the schedule and they're like, ooh, that's a win, that's a loss. You know, I got to know when those games are played. You really got to do a win or a loss for all 256 games. And that's the only proper way to figure out who's going to be what in every division. Otherwise, it's just a useless practice where you're like, oh, you know, they'll be 11-5. You know, why are they going to be 11-5? You know, who do they play the week after they play the Seahawks on the road, which is tremendous travel, and it used to be a really physical game. Seahawks are going to have a much different looking defense this year, so that's not always, you know, scientific logic. Tell you what, the Seahawks and the Rams coming into First Energy, Fox might want those games, at least one of them. You know, if I'm thinking Monday Night Football, if I'm thinking primetime football games, you know, I'm thinking trips to New England, trips to Denver, where, you know, the Browns have history, and more in their most recent history, now former Brown Jabril Peppers saved the day. taking down who was the quarterback? Was it Case? It was Case Keenum. Denver, so uncertain at quarterback. I'm gonna probably make a trip up to San Francisco, watch the Browns play in Santa Clara, because the last time they played the Niners out in California, it was up there at Candlestick. It was the same year that they played the Cardinals in Glendale. I've seen both of those games. Will likely be in attendance for that third game. I don't know what happens if that's on the night of a show. I think it'd be pretty cool to do a show on location from Glendale. Of course, if it's a Sunday night football game, they might want to boot my rear end out of there so they can get ready for the regular week here in Phoenix. And what happens if it's a Monday night football game? I think it'd be pretty badass. I think it'd be awesome to do a game on location, especially if it's my Browns and the Cardinals locally. There's a bucket list of things that I'd like to cover, and some of them might be pipe dreams, and some of them are just the fan in me more so than the radio guy. Because I'd like to talk to Tom Brady after a loss. I think that would be a fun, and ditto for Steph Curry. I think that all the game's greats after a loss. Those are the more fun press conferences. When you're joking and the subject of the interview is getting along with you, it's not great TV. It's not great theater. Give me that coach that has to justify making the wrong pitching change. Because the question, it's all in the questions there. You toss a couple of softballs, you'd be like, tell us about how you felt about that. What were some of the alternatives that you could have taken on? I think that they get a little bit coddled sometimes. And that doesn't spell anything. When you let the guy off the hook for losing, you're not doing your job. You've got to get them to tell you something that you can't just guess about. And that takes tough questions, and that takes questions that might get bland responses, which might get no comments. Now, you don't want to piss the guy off. You got to talk to him tomorrow. You get that. But, I like the angry coach. Now, I want the angry coach to stick around. I don't know. I'm throwing things and walking out like Dennis Green. That's all I can think about when I think about that stadium in Glendale, Arizona. The Bears are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook. You get those epic rants. I mean, they got to be suitable for TV. When you got to bleep every other word, like Russell Westbrook interacting with the fan last week. It just doesn't translate well. And it's uncomfortable when you hear beep and when you hear that raw emotion. It's not just that when the players are yelling that stuff at each other, it's like the networks don't care that the mics pick that up. Players swearing at the fans swearing back at the player, that doesn't jive. That doesn't work out. That's not entertaining stuff. That's uncomfortable. We got to talk, because we got to follow up on it with the social conversation behind it. And we're not just talking about the game. And then we stop being sports people and we start being social reporters to a certain extent. It's when this stuff gets less fun for me. Now you're talking about somebody off the field when it's all in good fun. When it's players jabbing at each other, coaches making off-color remarks about their players, players do the same about their coaches and their front offices. Of course, that gets uncomfortable and awkward too, because then I've got to visit the character of that man instead of the aspirations of that player. That gets weird too. But that's what we're here for. And we're here to do more than just watch the game. We're here to discuss it. Sometimes I say things on behalf of the fans, because that's all I am at the end of the day. I'm a fan with a microphone. I got plenty to say. Some of it's right. I threw a thought out there on the show last Thursday, how the Cardinals should just get the bird in the hand. You don't think that number one overall pick's worth anything? Well, how about we take the only quarterback in the draft off the table? And I say this thinking that the Cardinals should absolutely roll with Josh Rosen. And if they want Kyler Murray, man, this is still something that you can do. Who else is going to take Kyler Murray if the Arizona Cardinals do not? Is there anything that suggests that if the Cardinals pass on him at one, then he won't be there at 33? There'll be scuttlebutt. There'll be scare tactics. Same type of scare tactics that got the Browns into trading for the 22 to grab Johnny Manziel, who probably would have sat there because Stephen Jones wouldn't let his bat stuff crazy father, allegedly, turn in that card with Johnny Manziel's name on it. And this guy lands with Memphis in the AAF. Draft is an inexact science. You got to get people that are good at it. Not somebody that's going to take Justin Gilbert high or Justin Blackman. You got to know these guys. I get the feeling that, you know, you hear that checkers and chess metaphor. I love it for John Dorsey. Yeah, you know, and maybe Eric Berry doesn't come to town. And Earl Thomas didn't seem like he was ever really that great a fit. Just hear all kinds of rumors. Until things are confirmed, man, we're not going to talk about it. I'd love to go on and on about how excited I would be for Carlos Gonzalez getting signed by the Indians on a minor league deal. After a couple of rough years in Colorado, the assumption was Colorado would bring him back. And you know, as of right now on a Sunday night, in the last minutes of Sunday night, there's no confirmation on that. It's just been kind of floated out there. The Indians' outfield problem, while not solved with Carlos Gonzalez, they'd be remedied in a big way if this guy can contribute at all. Now, I know that's a tough sell, saying, okay, he's not producing at Coors Field. What's he going to do in the American League? Okay, the American League Central, that's like 75 games against bad teams. But the Yankees, the Red Sox, I mean, there are good teams out there, and he's not going to get you across the finish line in the playoffs. But let's find out if the reports are true first. All right, that's going to do it for this segment. Let's throw it to a break. It's Dan Patrick, Radio Sirius XM, Channel 211. You're listening to Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Till noon for breakfast. I have a little smoke, then I get up and go. And yes, I'm always 2 hours late for what, babe? It's hard being a slave to your body.
This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine.
but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now back to Sports Overnight America with Jeff Rich.
Fascinating.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome into the final segment of Sports Overnight America here on a Sunday night. A few things to get to. Russell Westbrook going to be suspended after his 16th technical foul of the season. This is a cumulative punishment, and after 16 tees, you get tired of the antics and you're ready to just, let them swallow the pill of not doing the right thing on the floor and, being assessed said technical fouls. A couple big things coming up on Monday in the sports world. The Arizona Coyotes take on the best in the East, the Tampa Bay Lightning, and one more matchup of playoff teams going on the ice out in California on Monday night. Vegas looks to stay hot against San Jose out there in the Pacific Division. And in the NBA, you've got Denver and Boston, then the ESPN doubleheader, which will feature Golden State and the Spurs, as well as Indiana and Portland. I'm looking forward to seeing the Bulls take on the Phoenix Suns in the Valley of the Sun as we keep our eyes on the NBA draft lottery. Thanks for staying up with me and listening here. Thanks, Scott, on the other side of the glass. You've been listening to Sports Overnight America on Dan Patrick Radio, Sirius XM Channel 211. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.